Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I asked Paul LaMonica to jump in here with us. He is on the digital side over at CNN Money. He covers markets and money. Paul, it's getting better. We're only down 5+ right now.
Exactly, yes. What's there to be worried about when you're only down 570 points as opposed to more than 700? Of course, being a little sarcastic there, but I think the market is definitely worried about these increased possibility of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. It's a lot of bluster right now, but clearly of concern if you do wind up having the two world's largest economies getting involved in this kind of tit-for-tat sort of tariff trade war. None of it is going to really happen anytime soon, but President Trump is obviously continuing to tweet and talk as if he's going to act very tough on China.
If it doesn't happen, though, if we resolve this, do you think we'll recover the 1,200, 1,500 points we've given up?
It may take some time, but I think there's a good chance of it that the market will eventually climb back. We do have a lot of major corporations about to start to report their latest quarterly results in the next few weeks, and they should be pretty good. And the economy is still in pretty solid shape. The big question, really, John, is are these tariffs, if they do in fact take place, will that wind up hurting growth and offsetting any of the benefits that we might otherwise be getting from the lower corporate taxes and lower individual taxes that some people will be benefiting from as well?
Well, you're getting to what I was wondering about. I mean, if the fundamentals are there and we're able to resolve this without going to a full DEFCON 4, then maybe, the economy will out, the market will recover. I mean, generally, things are pretty good, right?
Yeah, that is true. I think, the strange thing is if you take away all this noise about what is going on with the possibility of, tougher trade with China, you have, if anything, an economy that's done really well for almost a decade now for a lot of people, including the new head of the Federal Reserve. The risks might be more that you could have the economy start to look a little bit too hot. The Fed will have to raise rates more aggressively than people would like, including probably President Trump. And when that happens, you often get the market cooling off, the economy cooling off. It's all healthy. We don't want things going up and up forever unchecked, because that leads to a 2007 type of scenario where the bubble bursts spectacularly, and we don't want that. So I think right now the Fed is in a tough spot. They're trying to kind of keep things in check. Right now it's almost fortunate that you have this trade tariff issue going on, because it probably allows the Fed to not have to raise rates all that aggressively.
One last question for Paul LaMonica. We were talking about this off the air today, and I just wonder what your reaction to it is. We were all wondering, okay, if it's who can hold their breath the longest, the United States and China, they have a higher tolerance for pain or self-inflicted wounds than we do. I don't know if you have anything to say about that, but I can just see where here in this country, we feel like the government would be responsive to us. There, maybe they don't care. Do you have anything to say about all of that?
I think it's a valid point. I mean, I think the Chinese government has taken a lot of steps to be a little bit more open and less restrictive than they have, the past couple of decades. But that being said, you still don't have a truly free and open economy, and one where elections matter as much as they do here. So I think that the tolerance for pain in China probably is a bit higher than it would be here. But the counter is that we have an unconventional president who may or may not want to run again in 2020, may or may not even care about any damage he does to his own party, because we have seen in the past where President Trump has taken and made moves that have put him more in at odds with Republican leaders, and have been more along the lines of what you would expect from a Democrat. So it's hard to predict anything that's going to be coming out of the White House.
Right, that's the truth. We're down 590. We were down over 700. So it's going in that direction as we're moments away from the close. I appreciate your time. We were just kind of curious last minute here. Paul, I appreciate you jumping in and giving us some of your thoughts.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend. Appreciate
it. Paul LaMonica over at CNNMoney.com.